Inclined to Care.
Lifting the Alleghenies to new heights.
We want to promote our downtown because it's great.
It really is.
There's a lot of variety, a lot of different shops to go to.
Today, Bedford, Pennsylvania has a thriving downtown, but it's had its ups and downs.
Much different than what it was years ago. It was very run down, dilapidated buildings. Storefronts were not filled. This was at a time when the Bedford Springs was closed also.
That was Tanya Grimes of Downtown Bedford, Inc., talking about Bedford's not-so-distant past.
The resort she mentions is the Bedford Springs, located close to downtown Bedford, which has long-standing ties with its economy.
A National Historic Landmark, the resort dates back to 1796 and began as a spa, rumored to have curative properties.
It grew into a large resort employing 200 people and hosting thousands, including vacationers from around the world, and leaders such as James Buchanan, George W. Bush, and Ronald Reagan. But it closed in 1986 due to bankruptcy and fell into disrepair.
It was probably devastating back when the initial closure happened.
That was Paul Sherlock of Omni Hotels.
After 21 years of abandonment, Omni Hotels purchased the property in 1998 and reopened it as the Omni Bedford Springs Resort in 2007.
That is what really helped to propel Bedford forward. That helped the revitalization effort.
Meanwhile, as Omni Hotels was preparing to reopen Bedford Springs, local business leaders were taking action to revitalize nearby downtown Bedford.
The work of these leaders resulted in Downtown Bedford, Inc., in 2002. Their initial goal was to revitalize Bedford by fixing streets and filling storefronts.
They also worked to secure state grants to match local investments for improving facades and updating buildings.
It's clear that all of the hard work has paid off. Today, Bedford is home to one of the top 10 Main Street programs in the country.
When you sit back and you think about all the other ones that could have won, and some of them that we were with, they're bigger cities. Very few of them on that top 10 list were main streets that have a population of 5,000. Very few of them were small towns, so consider that very prestigious.
It also doesn't hurt that downtown Bedford is conveniently located near many metropolitan areas.
When you think about the triangle of locations between Pittsburgh, Washington, D.C., and even Philadelphia, that we're never more than just a few hours away from these mainstays, but also with easy highway access too.
The downtown area is now thriving with unique shops like the Bedford Banjo Shop, Backstage Alpaca Shop, Elaine's Wearable Art, a restaurant called 1009 Kitchen, and Bedford Candies, among others.
The success of these businesses is due in part to Bedford's revitalization, as well as the determination of its business owners.
Like any other business, you're not like a train on a track where the route's all set out for you. You got to find it by trial and error.
You make a lot of personal sacrifices.
After all this hard work, residents and visitors are proud that Bedford has become a growing historical, cultural, and economic destination.
The community just rallies around new businesses. They're so excited.
The warmth and hospitality of this community is completely unique and different. It's hard to put your finger on what it is.
A quaint community. We have a lot of community support, and I think Bedford's just a nice place to grow up and raise your family.
I got to know the people, got to know the community, and this is where we wanted to put down our roots.
Downtown Bedford is easy to fall in love with. It's the heart of a vibrant community.
Learn more at downtownbedford.com. This is Abigail Panessa
and Caitlin Thomas.
Inclined to Care was produced by students participating in the Community Foundation for the Alleghenies
Youth Philanthropy Internship Program
with support from the Saturday Light Brigade.
All statements or opinions are those of the speakers and do not necessarily represent those of the Community Foundation for the Alleghenies
or collaborating organizations.
More information on the Youth Philanthropy Internship Program is available at
www.cfalleghenies.org.